How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in...
Well, I'm glad you're with us this hour because we are going off to the George Eastman Museum, which includes George Eastman's house. So the house actually opens up and flows into the museum in Rochester, New York. You may recognize the name Eastman from the commercial venture that was Eastman Kodak. And, you know, I wanted to talk with you a bit about Rochester, New York. But I first want to remind you that you can go to travelers411.com by the middle of this week, and you'll be able to download podcasts from this weekend and going back 52 weeks. And take us with you when you travel. If you've missed anything, you want to hear anything again. And if you go to sabrams.com, you'll find the archived audio with the show notes and photos. And go surf around sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and travelers411.com. I also want to remind you that on August 31st, I will be in Saratoga Springs, New York, at the Northshire Bookstore at 6 p.m. for a Meet the Author presentation and book signing. And if you have travel questions, you know I'm going to answer them for you. And we're going to be staying at the beautiful Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs, just around the corner from the Northshire Bookstore. On September 7th at 6 p.m. in Manchester Town Center in Manchester, Vermont, I will be at the Northshire Bookstore also at 6 p.m. That's September 7th, doing the same thing I did in Saratoga Springs. And afterward, we're going to be staying at the Lodge at Bromley. Oh, by the way, I should mention again, if you want to stay overnight at the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs, either the night of the 31st of August, or maybe you want to come in the night or two before, call them up and ask them for the Friends of Stephanie Abrams rate, and they'll give you a 15% discount. And if you want to come up to Manchester, Vermont, we'll be over at the Lodge at Bromley, which is actually in Peru, Vermont. But you leave Manchester, you see the sign Peru, and you go about two blocks and you're at, and if there are no streets or sidewalks, you're out in the country in the mountains. It's gorgeous. It's right next to the Bromley ski station. And at this time of year, there's summer activity there on Bromley Mountain. It's beautiful. But there's a very special rate for you if you'd like to overnight. And again, you can come in instead of just coming in for September 6th. Maybe you want to come in a few nights before. Call up if it's based on availability. They got an $89 rate for you there, a room rate. Of course, both places are going to have to charge whatever the local taxes are. And at the lodge at Bromley, they're going to include breakfast for you and a tapas party to follow the September 7th event at the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Town. Starts at 6. We'll probably be done there about 7:30, I'm going to guess. So we're going to have this tapas party over. You know what tapas are, the Spanish hors d'oeuvres. And the first glass of sangria is complimentary. So come over and stuff your face. And we can chat. And we can talk travel and rumors. And I hope I see. I'd like to see us stuff the places, you know. Come and bring a crowd. August 31st in Saratoga Springs and September 7th in Manchester, Vermont. Saratoga Springs is where the racetrack is in Saratoga. You know there? New York. Happen in time of year in both places. So 6 p.m. at either of the bookstores on the 31st of August, the 7th of September. And I want to talk to you about Rochester. We're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's Super Sundays on the Tanglewood Grounds in Lenox, Massachusetts, every Sunday through August 27th. Between noon and 2, enjoy new and exciting events for all ages to enhance your Tanglewood experience. Activities take place at various locations throughout the grounds, like food tastings, face painting, family games, and more. Visit bso.org for more details.
I am so happy that we are going over to talk with the folks at the George Eastman Legacy Collection. That's the part of the George Eastman Museum that is the house. But then attached to that are rooms and rooms of camera things and camera related things, and you're going to learn all about that later this hour. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Rochester, city of Rochester, New York. Be careful when you go Google Rochester. There's a good chance, because Minnesota comes before New York alphabetically, that when you put in Rochester, you're going to get information on Rochester, Minnesota, so you don't want to get confused. I haven't been yet to Rochester, Minnesota. But I've been near it. Got to do that on another time. I have to tell you, there are so many really under-noticed treasures in the U.S. And Rochester, New York is probably one of them. I'll bet if I ask you to make a list of 100 places in America you must see, that unless you have a special knowledge, information, family relationships, or somehow a unique connection with Rochester, New York, it's probably not on your list, and I'm here to tell you it should be. What an amazing city. You know how I judge places? In great part, I judge them by, could I live there? And I was already picking out houses. There are some gorgeous palatial houses in Rochester, New York. And I guess that many of them were lived in by executives over at Eastman Kodak and other companies that have or still have their home in Rochester, New York. There are several huge brand names that you would recognize whose homes either were or still are in Rochester, New York. The things I, first of all, it's not a real big city. Easy to get around. And they have such a sensible road system. The downtown is small and navigable. Some of the most beautiful architecture in the commercial buildings as well as in the dwellings. There are houses there that look like houses, like manor houses in Europe. The people that designed them knew what they were doing. And they're just beautiful. and some great restaurants, really great food, and lots of cultural venues, many of which you are hearing about this weekend, today on Travel with Stephanie Abrams and yesterday on Travelers 411. So if you missed any of it, go find the podcast that you can download and the archived audio you can listen to forever. But among the things I look for is that there's fun stuff to do. And at the George Eastman Museum, just about every night of the year, they have a film going on. Whether it's presented by the museum or there are film buff groups that take over the space. And so there are a variety of film festivals that focus on different actors, different subjects. I've put six in my head. There's a Jewish film festival that goes on there. But so many different kinds of film festivals year-round. And there's even a house lived in by a private family designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. You have to go check out my blog and my Facebook. You'll see pictures there. I want to tell you, Rochester, if you haven't been or you haven't been in a long time, a place you need to go. We're going to go off to visit George Eastman's digs and museum right after these important messages. Stay with me. I'm in New York State of Mind. Was so easy living day by day, yeah, yeah. Out of touch with the rhythm of blues. Wait a minute here.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
As time goes by,
it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've been enjoying this weekend exploring wonderful places, every one of them a reason for you to find your way to Rochester, New York. And one of those reasons is clearly the George Eastman Museum, and we are lucky enough to have Kathleen Connor, curator of the George Eastman Legacy Collection, which is a unique and distinct part of all that is offered here at the George Eastman Museum. Explain to our listeners, Kathleen, what it is you oversee in the George Eastman Legacy Collection.
Sure. I take care of Mr. Eastman's historic home, which he built in 1902 and lived in until 1932, and all of the decorative arts, the furnishings, as well as photographs, manuscripts, all of Eastman's business and personal letters, all of that, which helps us to do displays and changing exhibitions here at the museum.
For those of my listeners who've been living under a rock, maybe, and don't know who George Eastman was and why he's important, and particularly why he's important to Rochester, New York, maybe you can give us that bit of background.
Sure. George Eastman was the founder of the Eastman Kodak Company. But you're right, many people don't know the name Eastman. They know the name Kodak because of film and other products that they have purchased. He wasn't born in Rochester, but he made this city a very great city in which to live and work and raise a family. He brought many people, chemists, engineers from all over the country and the world to Rochester to work at his company, and it was at one time the biggest employer in our area.
And when you breeze through the items that you oversee, I have to say that, you know, having just toured especially the house, this was a man who knew how to live. And far too often, people either inherit money or they make a fortune in something. I mean, everything from diamonds in South Africa, and that would be the family that built Rustboro House in, I want to say it's County Wicklow, but it might be Kildare, because Kildare and Wicklow abut one another. So, but it's, you know, it's a hop and a jump from the city of Naas, N-A-A-S. Look on a map of Ireland, you'll find it easily. And that house is just gorgeous and, you know, was filled with all kinds of celebrity types who came and visited these people who made their fortune in the South African diamond mines. But sometimes I go to places where, you know, people made a lot of money and they just didn't get it. You know what it reminds me of, Kathleen? You ever watch the news when they tell you somebody won the lottery?
Mm-hmm. And you know, they won $520 million. They hit the big jackpot. And what are you going to do with that money? Well, the family's going to take a trip to Disney World. And it's like, people, you don't need to hit the lottery to go to Disney World. You're going to hit the lottery. Think big. Call me. I'll tell you what you should do. But clearly, I mean, this house is just, not only is it gorgeous, but it's so livable. You know, sometimes there are houses like the in Newport, Rhode Island, where those mansions were built to party. They were for summer parties, for elegant swelligans, to invite, you know, all the nouveau riche to come and party with them. But this house, even though you can see it was designed for entertaining indoors and out, it's such a livable, comfortable, inviting home, isn't it?
Yes, George Eastman wanted it. Well, he made it very personal. He loved music and he loved flowers. So every view from all the different rooms on the first, second, and third floors, you have a nice view out to his gardens that were, you know, professionally designed and taken care of. But also the pipe organ that was installed, that's not necessarily typical of turn of the century, early 19th century mansions, but he wanted to have music in his home. So a Steinway piano in the living room. Early 20th century, that's right. I always say the other century, not the one we're in now. That's right. That's right. So Mr. Eastman, though, built a house that he would tell you now, I guess, that he would have made one mistake, and that was that he didn't make his conservatory big enough to start with. He made it a square for the pipe organ room. But he did entertain using music and flowers on a regular basis. It might have been just weekly dinner parties, but every single week he had a huge concert where over 150 people on a rotating list were invited. So his house was used for entertaining, but at the same time, every morning when he woke up, he had his own organist that played music for him when he came down the stairs from his bedroom and had breakfast by himself in the conservatory.
That's a classy guy.
Yeah. And music in the evening, too, when he was dining, he might have had a group for dinner, but it might have been just him and a friend. But there was always live music and always those beautiful fresh flowers in all the different rooms.
And in that tradition, while you were touring here, there are gorgeous displays of fresh flowers everywhere.
Yeah, we can't keep it as much and as exuberant as he did because I don't have that kind of budget. but we do buy our flowers and redo some of those arrangements throughout the week. So,
my husband used to be responsible for selling Wegmans millions of dollars of imported flowers. So hot-footed down to Wegmans.
Yeah, that's the one problem about having volunteers or other people, because everyone wants to help with our flower displays, but we have to do them historically correct the way he did them.
Ah, yes.
And he liked to mix flowers, but they all had to be the same color, so they're monochromatic arrangements. That was his way.
Oh, well, that was very Gilded Age.
It very much so. But lots of people like to be creative and show off what they can do, and they don't necessarily stay historically accurate.
Yeah. One of the things that I was also very impressed with were all the detailed little touches. For instance, the closet in his mother's bedroom, where there's a display of vintage clothing and hat boxes and umbrellas and a piece of luggage of the time. Right. Certainly without wheels on it.
That's for sure. The general public loves to see those behind-the-scenes areas. So even the medicine cabinet, we've tried to put some vintage pharmaceuticals from the time that always surprise people and what a toothbrush looked like. But the clothing, we wanted people to get an idea of, number one, even when you had the wealth that they did, how few amounts of clothes they had. It's nothing like what people have in their closets today. Very simple, but things you would have for different seasons, for going in a carriage ride or a horseback ride, whatever, but not as crowded. Kids say that all the time. Well, why didn't she have more clothes? Where's her bathing suit? Where's, you know what I mean? They're looking for everything. People just didn't have as much as we might have today in our closets.
We probably have much more than any one person needs. And it's that old 80%, 20% rule. 80% of the time, you're wearing 20% of your wardrobe.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering, why did you spend your money on all this other stuff that season after season you never go near?
Yeah. Well, and many of his mom's things were black, too. People ask us about that all the time. She was always in mourning, it appeared, for her husband. Her husband died in the 1860s, and she continued to wear black pretty much till the rest of her life when she died in 1907.
And that was probably some leftover from European traditions, because that was very normal. And the website is eastman.org?
Yes.
Go check it out, people. Thank you so much, Kathleen Connor, for sharing this wonderful Eastman Museum today with us. Stay with me, people.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
There is a huge side of the George Eastman Museum that is filled with collectibles. And we're talking with Kathleen Connor, the curator of the George Eastman Legacy Collection, which includes the museum home, which is amazing, people. If you're into woodwork and fine living, if you're the kind of person who enjoys going to museum homes of political figures and royalty, and you've been in and out of all those houses in the U.S., and in Europe, you're going to love this one. It's very special. But maybe you can first just give us an overview, Kathleen, of the part of the museum that you are not involved curating but is worth coming to have a good look at.
The George Eastman Museum is more than Eastman's historic home and garden. We also have two theaters where we show vintage movies from our own collection, and a huge museum where we have a rotating series of photography shows, some 19th century, some 20th century, some experimental work, but there's always an ongoing different kind of an exhibition. And the Dryden Theater, which hosts movies every evening at 7:30, is also a place that is rented out by many local groups to do film festivals. We ourselves do a film festival, which we call the Nitrate Picture Show or the Nitrate Film Festival.
Yeah, and let's talk about why it's called that.
Well, nitrate film, and I'm not the expert on how you make nitrate film by any stretch, but nitrate is one of the early film substrates that was very flammable. It burnt many a theater down over the years. Yeah. So it's unusual to have, number one, such a great collection, but also to be able to come and see them projected in their natural state. These are not things that have been digitized. You're seeing the real films, the nitrates, and they're beautiful. They show them from, they're not all in English, some of them come from other countries, they're captioned or whatever. So it's really a neat experience to see something that you can't see anywhere else that's projected professionally in our Dryden Theater. And you just learn a lot about how the history and development of the motion picture or the moving image has changed over time. It's something that we've been doing the last couple of years, and it seems to bring in people, these film aficionados from all over the world.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the most international groups we bring here.
So my first question that I asked you in the commercial break was, how do you keep from having a fire? Because the original celluloid released gases, was self-combustible, and even today they open the big cans, that you mm-hmm. know, those big round flat things that the reels sat in, and the whole thing's burned up to an ash inside. It just burned up. You know, they opened them thinking there's a film in there, and there's nothing but dust.
That's right.
And so, A, how do you, the other piece of that, the B, is really more important. There, as you said, many movie theaters burned down in the midst of showing a film because the film would burst into flames. It would just self-combust. And you had an amazing answer to what you do here.
Well, one of the reasons why our nitrate films don't look like those ones you just described in the cans is because we control the temperature and humidity of how they're stored. They're stored in very, very cold conditions, many times in an off-site facility that we have that's secure, but they've been stored over the years in a better environment, number one. Number two, they're handled by people who know and have studied the use of these.
And have respect for.
That's right, and the know-how. But we also have special projectors and special projectionists that are trained to do this sort of thing as well. I think that that's what makes it unique, is that not only the venue, but the films are stored. We also borrow films for that film festival from other film archives around the world, so it's not just us that has them, but we have a very good extensive collection of nitrate films, and for that reason,
but you were
it's easier.
Also explaining something about a fireproof room and
the projectionist booth. Now, I can't tell you exactly how it's built or constructed, but in 1950, when the theater was built, it is a steel reinforced concrete structure, just like Eastman's home was built, so it is a pretty good fireproof area.
Wow.
But in the booth itself, there are special walls or whatever that is safe to project nitrate film. And there's something about cooling them as they go through these specialized projectors as well, which is why it's important that projectionists know what they're doing and
be trained specially.
But also the quality of the film you're actually putting through the projector is in good shape as well.
Did you ever see the film Cinema Paradiso?
I did not.
I got to give you a list. You have a homework assignment. It's, you know, I think it might be in Italian with English subtitles. I don't remember if it's in English. I haven't seen it in years now. It is a classic film. And all the film buffs who are listening to us now are saying, yeah, we know that film. It's a wonderful film about a little boy whose life is improved by having been befriended by the projectionist in a local movie theater in his village in Italy. And they face the challenges of films that self-combust. And you've got to get the film. It's probably on Netflix or Redbox, or you go online and you pick it up probably for, I don't know what it would cost you to buy it, but I'm always surprised when I find films I love for $8 online. Cinema Paradiso. It's an amazing story, and you won't forget it after you've seen it. You were talking about the film festivals. Is this museum open year-round?
Yes, it is.
So are there? You said earlier that there are films every night. Is that true year-round?
That is correct. So
wow.
We have.
If I lived here, I'd be here every night.
Yeah, films.
We'd have dinner and we'd hot foot it over. Yeah.
Well, that's what we encourage people to do. We don't have films on Mondays because we do film classes for local universities on Mondays throughout the year. But then Tuesday through Saturday, there are films at 7:30 every evening. We also use the theater for special events and rentals, and also have lectures and things on our photography shows in there. So they're used for multiple purposes throughout the day and the evening.
Now, do you pay additionally, separately, or is it part of an admission fee, or how does that work?
If you're here during the day and you've paid admission to the museum, we're always running something for you to see in the Dryden, just to give you an idea that we have films on a regular basis in there, but it's not a full feature because you wouldn't have time to do that. But we do advertise the films that are up and coming in our hallway here, the colonnade, so that people know to come back in the evenings at 7:30. That's when those feature films will be shown.
Gotcha. So when we first enter, walking down the big corridor that leads to everything else,
right,
left and right, there are a couple of very big, and they look like projection cameras, or else maybe they're movie film cameras. I don't know what they are. We didn't stop to talk about them. And they're tall. They're sitting on tripods, and they look very commercial. What were they?
They're large movie projectors that you would have found in big theaters at a certain time. Those are part of our technology collection, the cameras, the projectors, the equipment that actually made the photo or the film.
Now, in one of the rooms of George Eastman's museum home here in Rochester, New York, there is a framed photo of George Eastman and Thomas Edison.
That's right.
And Thomas Edison is credited with, inventing the projector, no?
Well, inventing a lot of things. The light bulb is the most famous, I think.
Yeah, but he he's like that woman, Joy, whatever her last name is. You see the movie Joy? The Swiffer lady.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the skinny velvet trimmed hangers, so your silk blouses don't come sliding off, and you get more in the closet because the hangers are skinny. The woman is just an invention machine. And so was Thomas Edison. I mean, people know him for the light bulb, but, you know, the list of, you go to Menlo Park in New Jersey, and you can see his home and his laboratory, and, you know, and so just the knowledge that there was, if not a collaboration, certainly a friendship between George Eastman, for whom you know probably the Eastman Kodak Company, and Kodak was an invented name to publicize and market and keep the attention of the public to purchase this unique device that would snap photos for you. So what did they do together? Did they work together?
Oh, yes, quite a bit. But the photograph that you saw is a still photo taken from a movie that was actually made in the Terrace Garden, the garden that you passed as you were entering Mr. Eastman's home. Mr. Eastman used his home and his gardens for many a press conference, and many times they would announce a new product. And that day, July of 1928, I think July 30th, 1928, they were announcing early color motion picture film in the garden.
Oh, how cool is that? People, you've got to get your bones to Rochester. If you can get to an Amtrak train, take it and come in here. And soon you'll have a brand new train station. Very soon. We'll be talking about that here in Rochester, New York. The George Eastman Museum. It's worth a visit. Stay with me. We'll be right back. And thank you, Kathleen Carter.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, it was great fun visiting with all the wonderful people in Rochester, New York, and its environs. What an easy city to get around. A real pleasure. And one of the best-kept secrets in America in terms of what it has to offer the visitor. A really remarkable city. Yeah, I'm going to bet that Rochester, unless you have family, friends, or a particular interest in something uniquely available in Rochester, you probably don't have Rochester on your must-visit list. And it's such a nice combination with Niagara Falls and Watkins Glen and so many other places in New York State that are fabulous to visit. And we saw license plates from all over the place. It was just remarkable. So somebody knows about it, which is a good thing. But we are now back from that trip, and we are in our studio. And I wanted to make sure that you knew about something wonderful associated with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and with Tanglewood. And so we have on the line with us Bridget Carr, the Director of Archives and Digital Collections for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. She's based in Boston, but what is this special exhibit that you have going on, Bridget?
Well, this summer, as we do every summer, we have a special focus exhibit at Tanglewood. And what's so nice is that the Tanglewood Visitor Center is actually located in the Manor House, the Tappan Manor House, that was the residence of the family that developed the Tanglewood Estate. And so the whole first floor of the visitor center the whole first floor of the manor house is open to visitors who come to Tanglewood or who are walking to attend a concert or who are walking on the grounds.
And for those of you who are unfamiliar, I don't know how you could be because we talk about Tanglewood so often, but maybe you're a new listener. Tanglewood is located in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, and the campus estate that is Tanglewood is so big that it actually lies in two towns. Part of it's in Lenox, Massachusetts, and part of it is in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. So you can find them. And if you know the James Taylor song, Sweet Baby James, there's a line in there about on the road to Stockbridge. That's the Stockbridge we're talking about. So when you go to the Tappan House on the grounds of the estate that is Tanglewood, Bridget, what do we find there this year?
Well, this year, we always have an exhibit that tells the history of the property and an exhibit about the history of the of the creation of the Tanglewood Music Festival. But this year, we have a special focus exhibit that is that concerns the history of the Tanglewood Music Center that was established in 1940. And the title of the exhibit is TMC History Refreshed, an interactive display introducing new online digital resources. And the reason we decided to do this focus is that we have just completed a grant to digitize a lot of early concert recordings of the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, not the Boston Symphony, but the Tanglewood Music Center.
Explain the Tanglewood Music Center for our listeners who are not familiar with it.
Well, the Tanglewood Music Center was founded by Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony in 1940 to be a summer music training academy in America that would train the next generation of musicians and conductors right here in the United States of America.
Yeah, and in Berkshire County.
It had been his dream since he was growing up it had been his dream to sort of establish a school ever since he was a youth in Russia. And so he was able to do so when the Tanglewood property was acquired by the Boston Symphony. And a member of his first conducting class was Leonard Bernstein, who's going to be celebrating his 100th birthday next year. Of course, he's no longer with us, but everybody will be celebrating
on his behalf.
Leonard.
Yeah. And some of the other people that have come through are the Tanglewood Music Center are Dave Brubeck and Harry Connick Jr. And I'm sure, you know, you have an extensive list that you're more familiar with than I am.
Yes, we have like Bert Bacharach attended the Tanglewood Music Center, as did Leontine Price.
Oh, wow.
Lauren Mazel, Zubin Mehta. Let me see, where's my list? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. These are people that I was unfamiliar with. I wonder if maybe you could email me a list and maybe I can put them into a blog so everybody will be as smart as you are.
Oh yeah,
that would be great.
Well, we have a lot of. Let me see, those are BSO members.
So, but what are you finding there now? Because what you have now is something that's photographic at the Tappan House related to the TMC. So, what are we actually seeing?
I have photos and also access to audio files. So, actually, what we have in the exhibit, we have a number of the original applications that were submitted to the Tanglewood Music Center by students who were who wanted to come and study there. And that's why I was talking a little bit about the famous alumni who have been here, because there you can see the application that Charles Dutoit filled out when
conductor.
He wanted to be. When he was applying to become a student at the Music Center.
I had no idea.
And he attended in 1959, and also Seiji Ozawa's application. He was a student in 1960,
and of course
he went on to become our music director in 1973.
Yeah, for 20 years or so. And Ozawa Hall is named in his honor on the grounds of Tanglewood. I had no idea
correct.
That they all came through the Tanglewood Music Center. What an incredible and valuable institution that is for helping to encourage and motivate and give a leg up in so many ways to new budding musicians and conductors, and considering, you know, how many had the opportunity to be in master classes with, you know, people whose names we all know.
Oh, yes. I know that Yo-Yo Ma very often will work with the students, as do a lot of
cellist.
The guest conductors who come to conduct the BSO. For example, our new music director, Andres Nelsons, works with the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra.
Well, I hope everybody gets over to see it before the summer season is over. Thank you for joining us today. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.